I'm going to read something from my journal, which gives us a little bit of idea where, when this all happened. He graduated August 25th, 1948, with his PhD from the University of Utah Chemistry Department. He accepted a position with the research laboratory at General Electric in Schenectady, New York.
I graduated in honors.
High honors.
High honors.
I think so.
Okay, I think so.
He took a position with General Electric. In the fall of 1948, and we drove back to Schenectady in our old beaten up old Betsy. About two years after he started with General Electric in 1952, he changed from the chemistry department under Dr. Herman Lukofsky to the Mechanical Investigation Department under A.J. Nerad. And he'll take it from here.
They called the chemists together. Because Lukofsky said, those physicists can't do it alone. You need some chemists. And so they asked for volunteers. They only wanted one chemist. So I was the one who wanted the job. And so I got the job of working with the physicists and some of the others on this project to turn graphite into diamond. Sometime later...
Why don't you tell who was working on the project?
Wentorf came on the project. But prior to that, Herbert M. Strong and Francis Bundy, two physicists, were already assigned to working on the problem.
And then the big press, they worked.
There wasn't much that transpired for a while, and then somehow or other, Herbert M. Strong and Francis P. Bundy decided that to go forward with a diamond making apparatus, they needed to have a special kind of a press. Actually, at that time, I don't think that Bundy and Strong had any idea of what they were really going to do with this particular press. This press was a 2,000-ton press. There was an outer press, and there was an inner press. So there were two things coming down. They had some kind of an idea that maybe they needed a clamping mechanism on the outside, because if you could clamp the outside, maybe the cylinder that you're pressing on, that you hope to hold together, something like that might be needed. But it was very vague about why they needed this special press. And I don't know why Suits and others didn't call us in to talk about it. What are we going to do with this press after we get it?